Once again, today we have readings from the Epistle of St. James and from the Gospel of St. John that have been repeated in the last few days. And of course, the main theme for the Mass of today is that of Agricola, which means farmer, or in the antiquated, archaic rendition, husbandman. I guess all men are not husbands if they're married, unless you're a farmer, but I don't know where that came from. Some stupid English nonsense. Anyway, St. Isidore the Farmer. And it's a very important feast for us. It is the patron saint of Madrid in Spain. Now, you'd think the patron saint of a capital as glorious and majestic as Madrid would be somebody very important and very rich, and a king or a bishop or a cardinal. But no, it's a farmer, St. Isidore the Farmer. And so it's important in that regard. It's also important because every time I fly into Spain, the first day or two that I am in Spain, I say Mass right in front of the relics of St. Isidore the Farmer and the head of his wife, St. Maria de la Cabeza, St. Mary of the Head. The rest of the body is missing because when the communists took over, one thing they did is they burnt the roof of the Basilica of St. Isidore, which was at that time the Cathedral of Madrid. And it burned for 10 days. That's how big it is. And of course, it had to be rebuilt and so forth, but the body of him, of St. Isidore, of St. Maria de la Cabeza, and of their son, Blessed John, were hidden. Now, Blessed John, only God knows where he is, the same thing with the rest of St. Maria, of the head. But the head is there, and every time I celebrate Mass there, in front of their relics. And, of course, he is most famous for putting God first. Most of us put everything first. Oh, we have so many worries and this and that and the other. And of course, we're surprised when we fail miserably at whatever it is we're trying to do. Why? Because we did not put God first and the Blessed Mother first. And so we need to put God first. And he did. He was a tenant farmer. He did not even own the land. And he would do what he had to do. Luckily, he did have a master, if you wish, that was very loving and lenient and who loved him and his family for his holiness. He went to Mass and Communion every single day. And he spent at least 1 or 2 or 3 hours every day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Now, one of the other tenant farmers complained to the master. He says, Isidore never works. He's always praying. So the master came in and said, well, let me take a look at this. And he went out and saw Isidore in the church, a little chapel that they had there with the Blessed Sacrament. And then he went out to the fields and he saw an angel doing the work of Isidore in the fields, sowing the seeds and harvesting them and so forth. St. Isidore put God first. And it is because of that that we know him and that we celebrate him on this day. The other saint that is also very important, as we are in the sixth day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit, is St. John Baptiste de La Salle. And he was a priest, was born in the city of Reims at the end of the 17th century. And he died, I think, in 1719 at the age of 68. And he became a canon of the Cathedral of Reims. A lot of people who are canons are really good. Remember that. Anyway, and he saw the need. He helped several orders of nuns who taught poor girls. But there was nobody to teach poor boys. So what did he do? He started an order. He quit his canonry, gave away all his money, because canons were very rich, and then he started the Christian schools. And so now a lot of them are known by the schools of St. John Baptist de La Salle. And indeed, he did much, much good, but not without being horribly persecuted. Not by communists, not by Masons, but by other priests. Remember that too. And so today we celebrate these two saints. And last but not least, we celebrate one who is very popular today and very necessary, since so many people need her, Saint Dimphna, virgin and martyr who was beheaded by her father. And she is a patron saint of people that are insane or with nervous disorders. And that's why I say she's very, very popular, because many people need her. Maybe some who are here. Maybe those who are always late or whatever. Anyway, St. Dimphna, a very wonderful young girl who gave her life for Christ. All these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In every different walk of life you see, not only in the priesthood or the episcopacy, but also in young men and women who give up everything for Christ. What a wonderful garden. In this day that we speak about Agricola, the Gospel speaks about it, St. James speaks of it. How wonderful it is in the garden of God that we have so many wonderful saints, so many beautiful flowers. And by the way, I now know one of the reasons why Luther got rid of the epistle of St. James. St. James speaks about Job the prophet, St. Job the prophet, whom he also got rid of. So how can he keep something that speaks about the book of Job when he has gotten rid of that? So he got rid of James too. That's what happens. When you don't have the truth, the fullness of the truth, you have falsehood. We need to always remain faithful to the truth of the Holy Catholic faith that the Holy Spirit gives to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.